name's Alan Anderson. I am the Executive Director of the Office of School Turnaround within the Chicago Public Schools. Our office is committed to developing high-quality integrated strategies which will address the needs of our lowest performing schools. And so we essentially act as an autonomous unit which focuses on providing the appropriate services for schools in order to transform them from low-performing to high-performing. And developing our leadership teams for our schools, and that's principal and staff, we partner with the Public Education Fund and Public Impact to develop a systematic approach for identifying leaders. And our initial step was to look at data on school leaders, both locally and nationally, to see where performance has dramatically increased. This generated a preliminary list of leaders. Then we worked with our partners to develop competencies for turnaround leaders. And those competencies are results orientation, action orientation, impact and influence, to develop and lead high-performing teams, planning and problem-solving, and the confidence to lead. So those are the areas in which we figured we needed to really understand whether or not a leader had those competencies. On top of that, our district has a very well thought out and developed competency program through our Office of Principal Preparation and Development, where they're also looking for leaders who can develop and articulate a belief system through voice and action, engage and develop faculty, assess the quality of instruction, facilitate and motivate change, and balance management. Based on all of these competencies, we recognize that we need a leader who can exhibit as much or all of these leadership competencies as possible. One of the major things that you need to focus in on is how you're supporting those leaders through professional development. So one way we're supporting our leaders at the principal level is we've developed this program, the University of Virginia Partnership for Leadership program, that we're ultimately participating in, where our principals and some of their lead administrative staff are going through a two-year professional development program, which is a national program which has produced substantial improvement in schools that need to be turned around. The importance of this is that leaders within Chicago get the opportunity to have a cohort-based learning opportunity where they can learn from districts within Philadelphia or Baltimore or other cities within Virginia. The point is, the leaders get the opportunity to get a broad-based view of how transformation at schools should occur.
Hi, I'm Josh Edelman, Executive Officer for the Office of New Schools for the Chicago Public Schools. The obstacles we've seen in doing turnaround work, I think first and foremost, it's the human capital. It's the entrepreneurs who feel like they're ready to be able to do the work because of how hard it is, and having the bandwidth, resources, vision to organize structures, organizations to do this work. So it's really the talent of people who are willing to take on this hardest of urban challenges around doing turnaround work. I think strategies that we're trying to employ would be to both support operators by codifying those things that have been done in the past. We're spending a lot of time looking at previous turnaround models, even if they aren't as fully developed as what we're trying to seed now through our RFP process. Learn from those models what things were most successful when it comes to the people you brought on the teams, the professional development you offered, the training you offered, the actual program structures given the profile of students that have been in turnaround schools as far as their academic and social-emotional needs, what structural elements seem to have had the most impact on student achievement, so that they can have that information to help them develop their plans or move forward. So we expect providers to really focus on offering specialized training for principals and teachers around these areas that need to be rebuilt from the foundation, because a lot of our turnaround school students have not had the benefit of being appropriately pushed in a rigorous environment while having the right balance with care and connection.